Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey, my friends. Man, so glad to be with you again. Thanks for being here. Thanks for making the time for your own growth and improvement. Like every time you listen to something meaningful or watch something or read something that can help you in any way, you're like investing in yourself and in your future and your children and like even your posterity, really, and then any impact you can have. So way to go, way to stay on that. You guys have heard me say, like, every single day before you go to bed at night, learn something that'll improve your life. I love that stuff. All right, today I got some special stuff for you. This is so powerful and so impactful, and it has shifted the course of my life, and then I've been able to share it with so many others. And literally these elements here have changed the outcome and course of so many people's lives. And it's fun. It's so fun, you guys. I love this. I love what I get to do. I love associating with you. I love working with you. I do mentoring and coaching every day. With youth, with adults, with couples, for parenting, for marriage. I do one-on-one coaching. We do group coaching. We've been doing a lot of group coaching lately, and it's so fun. We do group coaching in our Freedom Income Mastermind. We do it in our School of Awesome Sauce monthly training. We just did some live trainings with that. I love this stuff. Then I'm out speaking and preparing, you know, keynote speeches and other engagements and presenting online, doing webinars. I love this stuff. Absolutely love it. And I've been into it since I was 16 and just devouring it. Like, so much so. You guys, I think everybody has something they just love, or should at least. Some people, they get so busy with life, they don't have anything they love or excited about. And they kind of, it's almost like something dies inside of them. So I hope you have something you love and just kind of geek out on and study. And this has been mine, growth and development, improvement. And it's like, it's so much so, like, I dream about it, I think about it, I live for it, I breathe this stuff. Like, all the time I'm thinking about it and I'm excited about it and living for it. And so as I've been devouring hundreds and hundreds of books and attending seminars and webinars and going to live trainings and getting coaching and working with thousands of people all around the world, There's these common denominators. I think I've shared them before and shared them in other groups, but there's these common denominators that just come, they come along. There's these things that you find as you study the lives of great men and women, and I hope you always do. I hope you're devouring biographies and autobiographies. Right now I'm going through one by Eric Metaxas, and he's doing a biography on Martin Luther, and his story is unbelievable. And I got spotted because I was just recently in, and I think I told you guys about this, but I was recently in Germany and I saw a statue. I'm like, yeah, I want to learn about him. So study the lives of great men and women. You'll find three things. Here they are. And actually, I kind of break them down to three C's. They all start with C. Number one is a coach. You got to have a coach. Number two, you have to have a community. And number three, you have to have competition. And I'll get into all three of those and why. And what's interesting, my friends, is the mindset that people have about these things. And maybe you do too. And I know I certainly have and probably still do, and I'm working through those mindsets. But let's start with number one. Number one is every person who really wants to maximize their full potential and live at their very best needs a coach. And not just one coach, my friends, lots of coaches. And you'll have lots of coaches over the span of your lifetime. And preferably you'll have coaches that are doing, like, legitimately living in certain areas that you want to live in, right? So let's say, for example, if I wanted a health coach, I want to find somebody who's actually healthy, because the here's a little trigger for me that I get so irritated about. There are so many bogus coaches out there, and so many coaches who are pretending or wearing this facade or mask. Like, you get a marriage coach, but their marriage is a mess, and they're a health coach, but they're actually really unhealthy and out of shape. or they're a finance coach and they actually don't do any investing, right? They don't have anything invested in the market, but they're telling you to invest in the market, right? And things like that. And because I've seen that, I come across that so many times, I make it a point myself. Like, I don't coach people on things that I'm not trying to live and live to an extreme. Like, I always tell people when I'm offering challenges, and we'll get to this when I get to the competition part. Like, I never, just as a matter of integrity, I will never ask people to do something that I haven't done even farther. If I ask you to drag that thing for a mile, it's because I've dragged it for two or five, right? And it's just, for me, it's just a matter of integrity. Like, I'm trying to do those things. Am I doing them perfectly? Of course not. Well, some things, yes. Some things I believe we can get perfect at, you guys. I really do. I believe that. You can get perfect in some little areas, and you're just nailing it. So we don't have to be afraid that we'll never get greatness, because we can. If you work at it again and again and again, and maybe perfection is the wrong word, but mastery, right? You can get mastery. And so if you're mastering something, bam, like, share that stuff, right? So some of the common misconceptions about a coach are like, well, you only need a coach, like, if you have problems, right? Like, you know, you mentioned, we tell people all the time, hey, get marriage coaching. And they're like, huh? Like, what? You think my marriage's bad? Are you judging? Right? And they get defensive, or they just automatically assume that coaching is for things that are broken, that are wrong. And yet we can easily debunk that false belief by looking at the most qualified and the most successful people in the world, from sports to business. In and across the whole range, you take the best athletes in the world, the best Olympians. Okay, they're the best in the world. Okay, hands down, like Michael Phelps, best swimmer in the world, right? And most decorated Olympian. Does he have a coach? Because if you go off of that, like, hey, look, once things are going well, you don't need a coach anymore. Well, does he need a coach? Absolutely, he's got a coach. Of course, that's why he's at the top. Okay, what about like business executives, like the CEO of these major, major businesses? Okay, do they have coaches? Of course they do, right? They're hiring coaches and they're paying them very, very well to help them be at the best of their game. Investors, even the best investors, also have coaches. And you look around and you'll find that people who are just nailing it have coaches. So coaches aren't just for when things are broken. Coaches are for all the time, and that's one of the things I want to persuade you with today. I hope you'll walk away from this with a new mindset of like, you know what? Anything that's important to me, I want to have a coach. And sometimes the coach is a book you're reading or multiple books, so you're getting kind of different coaches there. And sometimes it's live in person and you have a mentor. Sometimes you're going to webinars or seminars or events and trainings. Sometimes you're working right alongside one. Sometimes you'll go in as like, an intern. You go in like as an intern, right? Or an apprentice. That was the word I was going after. And you have a coach that way. But in everything that's important in our lives, you guys, we have to have coaches, okay? We have to be learning in that. Everything. Marriage, parenting, mindset, emotions, fitness, finances, social impact, leadership, even into elements of... Let's take marriage, for example, in your communication skills, in your sexual relationship, in pursuing a common dream, in, you know, like running a household. You see what I'm saying? You can break all this down, and over a lifetime, you can get all kinds of coaching, and you just make incremental improvements, and it makes improvement to every area of your life. Right, and having a coach does multiple things. Are you guys getting this? Is this exciting? And I hope some of you are thinking through, like, oh yeah, the times in my life when I've had some kind of coach, whether formal or informal, like, it's made a difference. And like, what it does is it provides some accountability. It provides an outside set of eyes where they can look in and they can see our blind spots and see kind of what we're missing. And I know I've mentioned these things before, you guys, and I hope you'll forgive the repetition. There's going to be a lot of times when I'm repeating stuff, because repetition is what drives it home. And maybe on a new day, you know, you're having a new experience and it clicks for you. You're like, ah, yeah. Or maybe on the 17th time you hear me say that, you're like, ding, it just turns on. You're like, yes. Right. And then a lot of my coaches, I've heard them say that they repeat things again and again and again. the fundamentals. And so the coach will help you see the basics. They'll help you see things that you're not seeing. They can look at you objectively and say, you know what? You're just a little bit off. Tweak that just a bit and you'll nail it. And that's true if you're practicing violin or piano, or you have voice lessons, or you hire someone in painting or drawing or in aerial silks or gymnastics or boxing, like whatever it is. They'll look at you and say, oh, you're twisting just a little bit. Don't twist that way. Hit it just right. Get the technique down, and they can help you. So the coach can jump in there, give you insights, give you, you know, the practice from their years of experience and from having actually gone through it themselves and helping other people go through it. They're going to be able to help you tremendously. So please, please, please get a coach. Get a coach. And you guys, and I have coaches. I pay thousands of dollars for coaches, and everybody, like, even the best coaches have coaches. Like, I heard Tony Robbins say recently that he hires coaches all the time. He'll find the people that are best in their industry, that are just nailing it at what he wants to get better at, and he hires them, flies them out to his house, gets the training, pays top dollar to be taught by the best. And he's always getting coaching, and then he turns around and he shares it. And I've seen all the top experts do that same thing, from Brendan Burchard and Brunson and many, many more. They have coaches all the time. So I hope you'll do that. And then I do coaching as well. So I'm on both sides of it. So I get coaching and I give coaching and I meet one-on-one people. And I can sit down and I just have this gift, you guys. I can sit down in 10 minutes. I can see your blocks. Boom. And I can see where your mindset's at, where your emotion set is at and your heart set at. I can just sit down and be like, okay, boom, there it is. This is, get clarity on exactly what you want, what's prevented you from getting that so far, and what you need to do to level up each area of your life. And I love doing that. I do it all the time. Every week I'm meeting with people, and it's just such a powerful experience to sit down in a conversation and just say, look, here's what I want to do, or help me figure out what I want to do. Help me figure out how to get it, how to turn on and this accountability piece, and like, and cut the learning curve. This is where I think one of the most benefits, the biggest benefits we get from a coach, is you chop your learning curve way down, way, way down. Okay? Because we often say to ourselves, well, I can figure it out on my own. I can do this. But it takes so long, and there's these little pieces. You're like, oh, how do I do that? I thought it would be so easy just to do this thing, but turns out like there's all these little complicated pieces I can't figure out, and I don't know how. I need some help. And whenever I get to that in my life, I'm like, oh, I can figure this out. And then I get in there, these little elements that I didn't know about. You ask a coach, and they're like, oh, yeah, I dealt with that. It was frustrating. You do this, you do this, you do that, and it's done, right? And it's beautiful, and that's where it comes in. It cuts that learning curve way down. So if this is something you like life coaching for fitness and health and relationships, whatever area of your life, even education, right? I do the coaching in that, and I actually have some openings. I'm trying to sell you on the idea of coaching here. I really am, and honestly, coaching with me too. Whether you coach with me or someone else, or both, because we'll have multiple coaches. But I've got some openings. Like, shoot me a message in Instagram or on Facebook, or shoot me an email, and I'll give you an application to fill that out to work with me, because I have limited space. But you guys, I promise you, this is transformational in your life. It really does change things. Okay, the next thing is community. We've all got to have community. Community, like, is this missing piece for so many of us because of the like strength that it brings. And I feel like I've told you guys this before, right? And some of you are like, we've heard this before. But like, I really want you to just drill into your mind. And you've heard it said that you become like the five people you spend the most time with. And the principle there isn't necessarily that it's five people or this exact number. But the principle is that we do. We live like, think like, and become like the people we spend the most time with. Because the community you surround yourself with really affects the way you think, the way you feel, the way your worldview, the way you do life and perceive life, and whether they're encouraging you or tearing you down, or whether they've set up an environment to be safe and authentic, or you feel like you always have to put on a mask and have a lot of pretense or pretending in your life. And if we're around people that are ambitious and driven in the right way, in the healthy way, and they're pursuing improvement and growth, they're cheering us on, right, when we're attempting new things or risky things even, and they're lifting us up when we fail to help us keep going, not to tell us to stop. If we have this kind of support community, the kind that you guys gives us strength when we are weak, when you are afraid and you are struggling and you're hurting and you might even make a bad decision, you got this community there to say, no, man, come on. You stick to your values. Do the right thing. You got this. We're here for you. And you can ask them questions. And you can bounce ideas off them. And when you're feeling discouraged, you can go to them and say, guys, man, I'm hurting. I'm struggling. What do I do? And they're there to help you, right? Oh, when you have that, it's priceless. Having that kind of community is worth any effort, my friends. It really is. And again, that's why I'm reiterating this. And that's why I'm sharing this principle again. Because if you don't have that in your life right now, you need it. You need to put some serious effort and attention in to make sure you have a coach and make sure you have a community. And getting into a community of people. And what I found in my life, and this is kind of frustrating, I found that it's usually not geographical. Like the kind of people you really connect with and bond with, they don't all live in one little neighborhood. And I've dreamt about that. I'm like, there's got to be this neighborhood. It just has to exist. This neighborhood where I'm going to go and I'm going to move in. And everybody's awesome. And they're all like driven and going after it. And they're selfless and energetic. And they're living intentionally and deliberately. And they're like raising their kids well and working on their marriage and personal improvement. And they all have coaches and they're all just living life well. I haven't found it yet, my friend. So if you know where it is, man, let me know. I haven't found that yet. I found that it's more, they're scattered. They're all over the world. We just recently had dinner with this family, and they actually went and bought this old, kind of beautiful, beautiful home in this old part of a downtown area, of a downtown area that's notoriously rough. And I was like, what? You live there? But their home was beautiful. Their family's super intentional. Just trying to do life right and raise their kids well. Oh, I love it, right? And you love it when you connect with families like that who are living well and their pockets all over. And so we find that we meet up with them all the time. We stay connected online. We message each other. And then we constantly meet up all around the world. We'll say, hey, you know, we're going to be over in Morocco. Let's meet up. And they come over. Hey, we're going to be in Central America. Why don't you guys, let's get together. And the times when families have gotten together like that, and oh man, it's the best. It's the best. So if you've not done that, make every effort to do that. Find your people. Find your people. And it's not people that you can get together and gossip with and complain with and, you know, do dumb things with. That's not the community, right? You got to surround yourself with people who will help you be better. That's the ticket right there. When you're around them, you feel like being better and they encourage you and strengthen you and they inspire you, then you know you're in the right group, right? So go after it. And there will be times, I know this is hard to hear, there will be times when you need to either lessen or quit altogether interaction. By lessen, I mean to lower, have less time, less interaction or no interaction with people who are kind of toxic and tearing you down. If they're not your right community, man, it makes a difference. You'll find in your life, and you probably know this, when you're in the wrong community, man, it is tough. It is hard to get things going. Okay, last one, which I've already told you about, the competition piece. Again, like healthy competition is so good. A lot of people will, it's interesting. There's this kind of new movement away from competition. And I can understand what they're going for. Like, hey, competition makes people feel bad. There's no winners. There's no losers. We're all just in this together. And I can understand where they're coming from, but I also can disagree. Like, no, there's a there's a healthy place for competition. Obviously, there's an unhealthy element to some type of competition, however you approach it, but and it's depending on how you approach it. But man, there is a healthy piece to competition that we all need in our lives. And yes, we need to have some competition with other people in a healthy way, not in a prideful way, not in a I hate you way, not in, oh, if you win, that means I lose, and if you win, you're better than me and my self-worth is lowered. Not that kind of competition. But in this sense of competition of like, wow, they're really going after it, I gotta level up. And have you guys experienced that? When there's a little bit of competition around, it makes you better. It pushes those limits, and you actually, it empowers you. You end up accomplishing things you did not think you could accomplish. I've experienced it myself. I've helped other people do it, and I've observed other people doing it. Like, they show up, and they blow away their own records and their own personal bests, and they blast past it because there's this element of competition. And I find that's true when I'm exercising, especially. You know, if I'm on a bike, if I'm in the gym, if I'm running and I'm with someone that's better than me, and I prefer to do that, it drives me. When I'm lifting weights, somebody that's stronger than I am, someone that's faster than I am, someone that's more intense than I am, oh, I love that. I love that because I get a better workout. And the same is true across all areas of your life. It's good to have those things. Now, the most important competition is with yourself. Again, in a healthy way, not beating yourself up, not tearing yourself down, but saying, all right, how can I do better next time? Like, last time I did this, how can I do better at that? And sometimes the competition is to do more, and sometimes, my friends, the competition is to do less, right? And to make sure you're in the spot and to say, how can I do that better? I did well. Here's my form. I look at how I did. And I evaluate, say I celebrate the things I did well, I acknowledge the things I could do better, and then I get in this little competition and say, okay, how can I do that a little bit better? And that's everything from an interaction with a child to patiently responding to a coworker, or your reaction to a failure or a mistake or a recovery, where you lack self-discipline and self-mastery, right? It's across the board, and we get this competition, and this is why we do challenges. And we have a challenge starting in a couple days, so get in on this. If you're listening to this before the first of the month, then get in on the challenges. We do a 28-day challenge, and they are transforming people's lives, because when you step into a challenge, it kind of snaps you out of your normal routines, and you have accountability piece. Actually, I'm competing in a couple different challenges right now, separate from all this stuff, because you're accountable to some teammates, so to speak, other people that are in it, and some coaches, and you're like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm stepping it up, I'm going for it, I'm upping my game here. And I find I end up doing things that I probably wouldn't do because I was tired or not feeling so well, or I was so busy I had an excuse. But when I'm in a challenge, I'm like, no, I got to do it. I have to get it done. And that's why we do our challenges, and we have these accountability trackers, and you fill them out. But you guys, please, please get in on this stuff. And this, I'm telling you, this will not be the last time I mention these things. I'm going to repeat them. Because one, if you hear it and you don't do it, you need to hear it again so you can do it. And two, if you are doing it, there's another level and another time period and another piece where you're like, yeah, I need this. So will you do this for me? Will you get deliberate about this and look at the important areas of our life and say, okay, where do I need a coach? Where do I need a community? And where do I need a challenge? And it could totally be, it's totally possible that you could have a coach in one area, a community in another area, and a challenge in a different area of life. And so you'll be doing three different things just so you're staying in the game holistically, like your whole self. So you could be doing a financial fitness challenge, right? Where, you know, like with our Freedom Income Mastermind, you might want to up your current business or start a side business, anything like that. And then you might be seeking out a community around health and fitness. You just need a community of people that are going after it. And it might be built around hobby. You might be playing soccer or basketball or lacrosse or whatever, or you might be going to the gym and, you know, a CrossFit community or a runners group or something like that, right? And then you might seek out a coach for a hobby or a talent or just life. You say, you know what, I want to hire a coach to help me get mastery on my mindset and my emotions, emotional mastery, and just really get all that settled so that I'm feeling confident and certain in myself and can, you know, empowered to address all the other areas of my life. You guys see this? It's so beautiful. So please do it. Please, please, please do it. And please accept this message from where it's coming from, just from my heart, man, that I have coaches. I have had coaches and have them currently. I have community and have sought out community. Community's made the biggest difference in my life. And I can literally point out the times when I've not had a coach and not had a community where it's hard, you struggle the most, and challenges. I love challenges. I love competition. So it's coaching, community, and competition. And when you have some competitions, good, healthy competition for, against yourself, against your own personal best, your progress, your new, hitting new levels of heights, and against other people that are also in that area driving you and propelling you forward, you guys, we can get so much done and be so happy and so fulfilled. And at the end of the day, you're tired, but you're fulfilled. And if you can do that consistently, then you and I will be able to get to the end of our lives and look back. We'll be tired because we gave it all, but we'll be fulfilled. And fulfilled across every area of life that matters to us. And it matters, friends. It matters. Like there's, every day people are leaving this life. People we love. We lose friends. We lose family. And life is fragile. And disasters happen. Natural disasters and economic disasters and family disasters. I've learned recently about friends who are getting divorces and other friends who are losing loved ones and friends with failed businesses. Life can be fragile and it can be tough. And especially when it's tough. Don't use the excuse that I'm too busy and life's too hard. That especially when it's hard and when it's busy, we need a coach, we need a community, and we need some competition to help us be at our best. It was Louis L'Amour in one of his books said that he had one of those characters say that it's my enemies. I value my enemies the most. My enemies help me improve. They help me grow. They're keeping me on my A game, right? It's because I have enemies that I'm as good as I am. And that idea just, whoa, totally caught me off guard. Kind of blindsided me. I'm like, what? But it's that element of competition and that competitive piece. Not enemies, not that we're filled with enmity or anger or hatred, but just having somebody there that's kind of pushing you and keeping you on your toes and making sure you're staying alert and not just kind of relaxing and settling into life. Too many of us have settled. And if you're in that spot, you guys, if you've settled in, you're kind of comfortable, you're kind of just resting. And again, there's times to rest. There's times and seasons for recovery. I think we should all have that. And coaches will often help us get recovery. So will communities. But if you're just sitting back kind of coasting through life right now, you're drifting and not going, it's time. It's time to turn it on. If you're interested in coaching with me, shoot me a message. I'll get you an application and get in our one-on-one coaching or the group coaching. And seek out coaches, get your community, and have some competition. Awesome is always an option, my friends. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, and business. Every part of your life, just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.